Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 14th, 2022, through Friday, March 18th, 2022. Monday, March 14th, 2022. Pain clinic owners convicted of unlawfully distributing opioids and multi-million dollar healthcare fraud. Mark Murphy and his wife, Jennifer Murphy, the owners and operators of North Alabama Pain Services, NAPS, were both convicted of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, as well as to conspiring to defraud the United States and receiving kickbacks. The Murphys allegedly caused over $50 million in fraudulent or unnecessary medical services to be charged to Medicare, TRICARE, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, and others. The Murphys face a maximum of 20 years in prison for the drug charges and a maximum of 10 years in prison for the healthcare fraud charges. Both defendants face a maximum of 5 years in prison for charges stemming from violations of the anti-kickback statute. And Jennifer Murphy faces up to 3 years in prison for the tax charges. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Tuesday, March 15, 2022. CEO sentenced for bribing former Norfolk Sheriff. Jared Boyle of Franklin, Tennessee, received a 3-year federal prison sentence and was ordered to pay a $35,000 fine for conspiring to commit honest service mail fraud by paying bribes to secure medical service contracts for the Norfolk City Jail. According to court documents, Gerald Boyle admitted to engaging in a 12-year bribery scheme with former Norfolk Sheriff Robert McCabe. Boyle was the founder and chief executive officer of Correct Care Solutions, CCS, a company that provided medical services to people in jail. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, March 16, 2022. Three defendants sentenced for illegal Bitcoin business. Christopher Allen Bowden, a.k.a. Captain, Daniel Reynolds DeJager, a.k.a. Daniel Meister and Denici, and Lisa Beth Voigt, a.k.a. Liz Bacht and Moose, were sentenced for their roles in operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, money laundering, and structuring deposits to evade financial institution reporting requirements. According to public records filed in the case, Bowden, DeJager, and Voigt operated an unlicensed money transmitting business at The Geek Group, a registered nonprofit entity, between March 2017 and December 2018 when federal agents searched the business. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, March 17, 2022, CEO of Payment Protection Program lender MBE Capital arrested in connection with fraudulent loan and lender applications. Rafael Martinez, acting in his role as Chief Executive Officer for MBE Capital, used false representations and documents to fraudulently obtain the approval of the SBA, Small Business Administration, MBE Capital Partners, LLC, to be a non-bank lender through the PPP Paycheck Protection Program. Martinez then used that approval to obtain approximately $932 million in capital to issue PPP loans and earn over $71 million in lender fees. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, March 18, 2022. Whitefish man sentenced to 6 years in prison for defrauding Montana investor of $2.3 million in scheme to fund fake CIA rescue missions. Matthew Anthony Marshall pleaded guilty to the crimes of wire fraud, money laundering, and tax evasion and was subsequently sentenced to 6 years in federal prison for defrauding a Montana investor of $2.3 million by falsely claiming to be a former Force Recon Marine and CIA operative who needed funds to run fake CIA rescue missions in foreign countries, but instead used the money for personal gain. According to U.S. Attorney Johnson, Marshall promoted a fantasy world filled with fake missions carried out by fictitious operatives for clandestine agencies in faraway lands, for phony purposes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.